Welcome to In Season with Birgitte Vassafol. We are starting a brand new series and the topic is on boundaries. With me in studio is Naleen Nall. Naleen, thank you for being in studio with us to talk to us about such an important topic.
Oh, it is something that I'm so passionate about.
Naleen, before we get into the topic, let's ask what your background is so our listener can understand that you come a long way when it comes to the space of talking about boundaries.
So basically, I'm a master life coach and I train other coaches, but my journey with boundaries started in 2005 and I've been empowering and training other people how to set healthy boundaries, why they struggle with boundaries and how to empower themselves to make good decisions.
Oh, that is so important. And we are in the new year of 2025. January it is. I think it's a good start to 2025 when you set those boundaries in place. So by the time you get to December, you can tell your family and your friends what will and will not work for you so you can have a great December holiday.
Exactly. And not be burnt out.
People don't understand how boundaries really work. So let's first go to understanding why we set healthy boundaries.
So the thing is, for every single thing in life we are saying yes to, in that same moment, we are saying no to something else. And everything costs something. So it costs time, finances, health, emotional energy, relationships. So whatever you are choosing intentionally, you need to be making sure that you're saying yes to the right things. And not yes to the things that's actually stealing from the intention that God has set out for you to be good stewards of your life on this earth.
Naleen, can you give us an example of where we're being distracted and where we're being unintentional, where we should be actually intentional?
So, for example, if we have a certain calling that we need to spend our time and energy, say you need to empower young kids and train and, you know, kind of spend time with them, but someone else asks you, listen, I've got this crisis, will you come and help me? You are saying yes to the one in crisis, but then you're saying no to your passion and your calling, the time that you would have invested there. So I think everything that we struggle with is people pleasing, saying yes to things, and actually feeling, especially as Christians, that I'm not such a good Christian if I say no.
When you've got boundaries in place, you definitely are happier, aren't you?
Oh, for sure. But it's also being able to understand that you can't keep everyone else happy.
We can't keep everyone else happy, and that is something that we need to understand. I actually read something earlier today. Mm-hmm. It said, when your no is strong, your yes is stronger.
Exactly. Think about the people in your life, the ones that has healthy boundaries that says no, but when they do say yes, how much more don't you value and appreciate and respect that?
Respect is a word that I actually wanted to pull into this because we don't understand how important boundaries are in setting the tone for respect.
Because if we respect ourselves and we respect others, the same will happen. It's kind of like a two-way street.
Naleen, what are boundaries? Let's look at that and delve into what are boundaries.
So the thing is, I often say people don't actually have boundary problems. They have value problems.
Okay, stop. Somebody's driving here. They listened to this. They've heard this. We need to hear that again. People don't have
boundary problems, they have value problems.
There we go. That's as simple as that. People don't have boundary problems, they have value problems.
So let me explain. Often, the people pleasers, the ones that do what everyone else expects, but it's kind of like going against what you feel peace and comfortable on the inside. What do you value more? Someone else's opinion. Another example, if I grew up in a household where there was chaos and fighting and screaming and a whole lot of conflict, one of the things that I truly value would be peace. Mom gets home, she had a tough day, and then she goes up and then the kids left all the dishes in the loft and they didn't take it down. What does mom do? She does not feel like having any conflict, so she just takes the dishes and goes and puts it into the dishwasher. But the price that she paid there is the value of accountability and responsibility. So the void became the value. And the value became the decision-making driver in that instance. So she chose peace instead of accountability and responsibility for her kids. And that's why I say we don't have boundary problems, we have value problems. We need to dive in and go look at what are the values that are driving our decisions that we're making.
So I'm listening to this example that you've given, and I think there's just so much more to that because it also means that she doesn't value her time as well. she rather values the time of her family members. And then she wonders why at the end of the day she's exhausted and her mental capacity is so drained, emotionally she's so drained, and that is because she valued somebody else's time.
Exactly. So the thing is, you are your biggest investment. You know, when you're flying that tum, 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 in case of the loss of cabin pressure, please put the oxygen mask on yourself first. And that's the thing. If I am not a value and I don't protect me, my health, my emotional state, I will mean nothing to someone else. If I don't put that oxygen mask on, I will not be able to help my kids or anyone because I'm going to not make it. But the same is in our lives. If I value me, I'll be able to know I need to protect this investment that God has placed in who I am. And then when I'm taken care of, I can do the rest of the things. So it's very noble, but it's not very wise in the long run to constantly put everyone and everything else in front of your own well-being.
Nalina, I always think as a parent, you are being a model to your children. So, for example, if you're a mom and you have a daughter in the house and you're showing her that you're not setting boundaries, you're actually modeling that to her. And what happens? The cycle gets repeated in her own life, for example.
Exactly.
Same goes for dads. Working lots, haven't set boundaries for family time. Their sons see it and they model the same thing when they grow up and they have their families.
And then that's where conflict in relationships comes from, because your culture and my culture differs. They valued spending time at work and doing all those things and others valued family, and then we have conflict. But then you need to go take a look at what are the values that you want to establish for you as a family and make sure that you do model that.
Nalina, my next question is, what are boundaries not?
So the thing is, it's often we feel guilty when we get to setting boundaries, but it's not threats or manipulation, control, or if space where someone has no choice. It's not conditional love. It's not codependency, and it's not a wall. So it's actually, boundaries are actually quite flexible. It's movable. I have different set of boundaries with people that are close to me than people that I've just met. So boundaries are actually just parameters and guides. But the most important thing, it says where my responsibility starts and ends. And that is a place where we struggle with boundaries, because we feel responsible for other people's emotions, decisions, thoughts, and actions. We're responsible to people, but not for people.
In a marriage, do we have this discussion with our spouse?
Often we don't. We think, if someone loves me, they will know what I need. But then we've never even communicated it. And their love language, or what is important to them, might be completely different. And they might be feeling, well, that person doesn't really love me or respect me or value me because they don't do X, Y, and Z.
So setting boundaries is also having that discussion, is what I am going to be doing and what I'm not going to be doing. And giving an explanation for that, what I value and what I don't value.
Exactly.
And what you value is different to what I value, but yet I respect what you value, but I also would need respect in what I value from you.
And respecting someone else's no.
Like I said earlier on, that's a post that I read on social media, when your no is strong, your yes is stronger. Nalina, my final question for you on today's topic of boundaries is, when you set a boundary, is it counted as being selfish?
Let me answer that with a question. If I ask you to name the things that you love, now I can see it rambling off in your head. You can say coffee, God, my dog, the ocean, my family. How long would it take you before you name yourself?
Oh, that's so true. Because it's normally things or events or other people.
Would you ever feature on that list, the things that you love? And if the word says love others as yourself, what is the measure? It's the as yourself. And if we really, really love ourselves and understand we are our biggest investment, then we are going to say yes to the right things and no to the right things. But if we do love ourselves, we'll also not blame others for setting boundaries and saying no and not call them selfish. The irony is, most of the time when someone says you are selfish, it's when they are asking you for something that they need. And then when you do not apply or oblige to what they're asking, they call you selfish, but they were the ones asking.
Also goes back to what you were saying earlier about values. When you're saying no to their values, you're being seen as being selfish because you're putting your value into perspective.
And it's okay that our values and what we value is different, Because in the end, we need to be accountable for the decisions we've made, the things we said yes to or no to. So a boundary is not controlling someone else's actions, behaviors, or emotions. What we do when we set boundaries is we're saying, when this and this happens, this is how I will respond. You can't control how they will do it. You'll say, this is what I will do to keep myself safe, to protect which is valuable. For example, if someone constantly screams and swears or whatever over the phone, you can just make them aware first, saying, listen, I'd love to have this conversation, but can we have it in a normal tone? If they carry on, you can say, I'm going to phone you back a little bit later when we're in a different state and we're not frustrated with one another. If this person continues to not speak to you in a good manner over the phone, then you can say, listen, I am not going to take calls anymore. You're welcome to email me, but unfortunately, it's causing damage to me, so I won't take calls. But you don't start there. You don't say no and be rude. You say, listen, this is what I value. It's fine. You can continue with your actions, but this is what I'm going to do. And then you stick to what you said you're going to do, because people respect people with healthy boundaries.
People respect people with healthy boundaries. And I think if we bring it back to the home as the mom and the dad, it also brings a form of calmness, or at least consistency, in the family without anxiety, when children know how mom is going to respond and how dad is going to respond on a continuous basis. It's not, I think mom is going to respond like this, or I think dad's going to respond like this, or I hope they respond in such a way. By having those boundaries put into place and set, it shows the value in the home and also peace in the home.
Exactly. So then kids know what to expect, but they feel safe. When there's a no, there's a safety connected to that.
It's been so good to talk about boundaries today. We're going to be talking about boundaries next week, Monday also. So do stay tuned to Impact 103. Today it was all about, what are boundaries? Why we set healthy boundaries? What are boundaries not? And when you set a boundary, is it counted as selfish? And the good news is, you've just heard, it is not selfish. Naleen, thank you so much.
It has been a privilege.